You're listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So one of my besties, we will call her Allison. She has two little boys, 7 and 4.
Okay.
And she was telling me that she's kind of in an angry place right now with her two little angels because they were snooping around and they found their Christmas presents. And she knows this because she heard the oldest one talking to the little one about it. And you know how secretive those little 7-year-olds are.
Right.
So now she is in a predicament. She's very, very upset. She, you know, it's just frustrating this time of year when you try to keep a secret and surprise your kids. And sure, Santa's bringing other gifts, but these are the ones that she was really excited about. So now her and her baby daddy are kind of deciding what to do. She says, I want to return the biggest gift, the one they're really excited about. It's like an Xbox or a PlayStation or one of those fancy pants things. So she just wants to return it and say they're not going to get it. And so because they don't know that she knows. So then imagine Christmas morning when they're ripping through all these boxes and then finally it's going to be like, where's our Xbox, mom? And so that's what she wants to do. And as kind of a lesson and be like, it's like a punishment, more or less. And baby daddy is saying, well, I think that we should take the Xbox and we need to make them give it to adopt a family or donate it or something this time of year. So another child can benefit from it and they have to be the ones to give it away as the punishment.
That would be an ugly transfer.
A 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. And so I don't know. That's not an option, she said. Letting them have it is not an option.
So by snooping, they have lost the right to get the toy.
Well, naughty children don't get Xboxes.
So basically, she's going to ruin Christmas.
That escalated quickly.
Well, really, the end game here is to ruin Christmas for these two kids. It's going to ruin Christmas.
It's one gift.
They're excited.
Jeremy, do you even understand the spirit of Christmas?
Sure I do, dog.
Do you even know?
Like what the spirit of giving?
It's in his 20% off Kohl's coupon.
It's the spirit of giving, right?
So she ruins Christmas by taking away the Xbox?
Yeah, she's going to ruin Christmas. I mean, come on. Every kid from the beginning of time has tried to snoop for their Christmas gifts. Every kid.
Not every kid.
You're a liar if you say you didn't.
I never did.
Every kid, dog.
So you're lying right now.
I am not lying. I never snooped
I
for presents.
I snooped last week, and I'm in my 30s. Like,
well, you can't project your own flaws
on
everybody else.
This is what kids do. Kids know it's the time of year, and they look,
I'm
man.
Not saying no kids snoop, but you can't say every kid snoops.
Every kid snoops.
Just because of the way you
say
two
it.
Are.
No, I'm going to say it. Every kid snoops.
Yeah. Or they want
going
to. If they are
to
physically unable to snoop, they're going to get their little brother or sister to snoop
years.
For them.
I'm going
say
back
this.
To the Civil War even.
I'm shut up. I 40.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Snooping for their little wooden blocks and oranges.
I'm on board with the mom's first idea of taking it away and putting something ratty in its place.
So they would wrap a box that's basically the same size.
Yeah, I think, and then just fill it with underpants.
That teaches them a lesson.
It does. I mean, really,
maybe
they're going to get over
it. Maybe they'll learn the true spirit of Christmas.
Underpants?
Unlike Jeremy.
Right. Like this, look, the 7-year-old's birthday is in February. All right, let's probably call a duck and it'll probably come back around to him in just a few months. But no, and I get it. I used to work for this guy, and he caught his kids snooping red-handed in the closet with all of their Hanukkah gifts, in their laps. Like, oh my God! And he took all the gifts back. Snooping is like a crime, Dom Testa.
You don't have to tell me. That's why I never did it.
You're a liar.
All right, here's our number: 303-631-1MIC. Apparently, what I'm finding out this morning is I was the only child in the history of the planet to not snoop and try to find the Christmas presents.
Yeah, what we're finding out this morning is that you're full of it.
You're the biggest BSer on the show, I think.
Why would I lie about that?
You want to
I would join
you
in.
You want to seem noble. You work with children.
What I don't like is that you guys have all these negative traits, and you, to feel better about yourself, you have to...
No, they're not. They're human traits, Testa.
You have to transplant them onto everybody else.
No. Jeremy was texting with his wife, and she told a story about using a butter knife.
She used a butter knife to slide open her presents and then rewrapped them.
The butter knife is the tool of all snoopers. We know.
It's in our arsenal, Dom.
What about the steaming? Okay, so.
Mail fraud.
Here's Susan on the line. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right, so Emily's friend found out that her two boys discovered their big Christmas present, like an Xbox or something. So she's thinking about taking it back, and their punishment would be that they don't get the Xbox. What do you think?
Well, I had the exact same situation when my daughter was about 4, and she is now 13. And she snooped, found her present. She knew she was not supposed to snoop, and the gifts went back.
Yeah.
So you ruined Christmas.
She didn't ruin
Christmas. No, I did not ruin
Christmas. Taught a lesson.
Yeah.
She learned a lesson, but she had other gifts. She didn't have the big one, but she had other gifts. But I can tell you this.
Yeah.
She only snooped that one time.
See?
That you know of.
Last year, I put her gift was pretty much in plain sight on the kitchen counter. It was in a plastic bag from the store, but it sat on the kitchen counter for 3 weeks. She did not move it.
How do you know?
What?
I know that because I set little traps.
Oh, you're sneaky.
Booby traps. You're like a Goonie.
You're taunting.
Susan, we got to run. Thank you for being on the show. You know what this is all about, guys. It's all about consequences.
It's about ruining Christmas.
And tormenting your kids with presents on the counter.
Here's Lacey. Hello, Lacey.
Hello, good morning.
All right, so this is a very polarizing topic. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't, they're young enough. They're 7 and 4, so I don't feel like it's totally a bad thing to give it to them. But, you know, if she wanted to give it to them later, she could. When I was younger, I was put in charge of wrapping all the Christmas presents. I was like 15, and my brothers wanted the Nintendo 64, and they knew they were getting it. They knew it, whatever. It was already wrapped. They peeked. They snooped. They did the butter knife thing. And I went out and I got another, we had a friend that had just purchased one. So I took his box and put board games inside of it and wrapped it the same way.
Oh.
And so Christmas morning, they open up board games and they were not happy at all.
That's pretty
sneaky. That's brilliant.
I kind of like that.
I like it a lot.
So you open up the PlayStation 4 box.
And it's operation.
And you're like, what the hell?
What is this? Well, it was the only box I could find. I don't know.
I like it. Lacey, thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
She is an evil genius. I love it.
Pretty slick.
Here's Tamara. Hi, Tamara.
Good morning.
What's the word?
The word is these parents should hide the presents a little more carefully.
Yeah.
These are kids.
I mean, every kid since the dawn of time, except you, Don,
has searched
and found their gifts, if they can find them. That's why you got to get a little creative.
Well, get them up in the attic or something.
Let me ask you, Tamara, where is your hiding spot in your house?
Well, my kids are a little older now, but I'm not afraid to lie. Aunt Kelly's. They're not even here. They're not in the house. Look everywhere, guys.
Oh, that's pretty good. I could do that. I could keep them at my mom's house.
People got suitcases in their basement. They can fill those up with toys.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great hiding spot.
Presents and spiders.
Very effective. I found steaming as a kid to be very effective.
Steaming.
Does it ruin the paper?
Tamara, have a great day.
Thanks.
Every kid, Dom.
Not me. So maybe that's our next topic.
Where do you hide them?
Where is the hiding place? Here's Kirsten. Hello, Kirsten.
Good morning.
Where's the best hiding spot?
Well, my story is that I snooped like every other person besides you, Dom.
Right.
When I was about 7, and my mom still gave me all my gifts, and it was the worst Christmas morning ever.
Why? Oh, because there was no surprise.
No surprises. I had nothing I didn't already know about. And I never snooped again.
You know, this is also a lesson, guys, on the whole delayed gratification thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're learning. It's not only about consequences, Jeremy. It's
about
delayed gratification.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids become better individuals if they learn to delay their gratification.
Good spin.
It's the truth.
I know. I hate to say it, but you're right.
What did Kirsten say? It was her worst Christmas ever, right, Kirsten?
Worst Christmas ever.
Well,
I remember it vividly, and everything I opened was a disappointment because I already knew what it was.
I knew I was getting the Tinkerbell makeup set.
I'd rather see you have that, though, than knowing that you're going to get the Xbox and then your parents just take that away from you. I think that would be worse.
Why?
Than just knowing and still getting.
You've wanted something.
But now you know and you're not going to get.
But you've wanted something and that you thought you were really going to get, and then it was taken away from you. You know, it's all right. It happens.
Kirsten, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks a lot.
Jeez, I must have been a really bad parent because I would have given him the Xbox and then went out and got him something else.
Get out of here.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.